We're featuring on 99.9 MyFM the 2022 municipal election candidates. Today we're speaking with John Beddoes, mayor candidate for the town of Gananoque. John, we want to welcome you here, and first thing we want to ask you is, how is the campaign trail going so far?
Well, so far I'm really enjoying the opportunity to meet people. And I'm having people approach me as well. And a lot of what matters to me about all of this is not what my ideas are, but how people are reacting them to them. Because anything that I only know what I know, and hearing from the taxpayers, the people who actually own the town and receive those services, helps me to understand how they want those services to be delivered to them. And I think that my core messages of affordability, accountability, and transparency are actually resonating. And that really is the way that I see public service going forward.
So, John, why did you decide to run for mayor here in the town of Gananoque?
I love the town. Posted to Kingston in 2013, and we looked for a place to live that provided a positive environment for a family, which at that point included one of our daughters was as young as six. The town has a wonderful reputation. The schools were great, and we were welcomed with open arms. I retired from the military in 2020, and we made the decision to stay. I ran in 2018, and at that time, I committed to retire if I was elected, because you can't elect somebody who might leave. I'm running again because I think I can do a better job, and I hope to have the opportunity to prove that.
And finally, what will you be focusing on should you get elected here in 2022?
For me, it really does come down to accountability, affordability, and transparency. From the accountability perspective, we're responsible to the taxpayer, and that means that we have to provide you with access. From my perspective, as an example, I see the office next to the counter at Town Hall, that's where the mayor's office ought to be. And there should be a sign out front at least one day a week that says, you know, Thursday, the mayor is in 3 to 7. If I'm already talking to somebody, please be patient. I will listen to you. It means being able to reach out and find people. It means when you make a mistake, you say so publicly, and you say what you learned from it, and you commit to doing it better next time. You go on the record always. From the affordability perspective, there's a lot of challenges coming here in Gananoque. The province is going to devolve services to the municipality. Broadly speaking, when that's happened in the recent past, that hasn't come with a bucket of money. And so balancing our budget, which is already constrained, is a challenge. I commit to the first bylaw that I put before council will be one that reduces the mayor's pay by 15% and freezes it for 4 years. And that's because the mayor has received raises totaling just about 15% more than municipal employees have over the last 4 years. And I don't see myself as, I need to create the credibility to go forward with municipal employees. And they need to know that they're valued as well. I knew what the salary was going in 2018, as did the current mayor. I know what the salary is going in now. And by taking a 15% pay cut, I'm actually taking it back to the 2018 levels. And I think it sends a message to the valuable municipal employees, the people who actually deliver the services, that that it's a team, that it's not a separate group of people. I also believe that we have challenges with accountability. We have the same gentleman serving, providing legal services for the town, who's also acting as the integrity commissioner. The potential for bias when his income as a lawyer depends on the good opinion of the mayor for the retention, and that's the person he's supposed to investigate. The perception of bias is the reality of bias. And defending the legitimacy of process. It sounds like a fuzzy thing, but making sure you deliver transparent, open processes that everybody can see happen is about legitimacy. So you may not be happy with the answer, but at least you knew that the process ran the way it was supposed to. And we have to deliver that. Otherwise, we're not delivering democracy, because that's responsible government. We're looking forward to the 2023 budget. There's great big challenges. costs are going up. But I believe in squeezing the nickel till the beaver screams. And we need to look at where we can save what appear to be small amounts of money. But when you add them up, they allow us to do other things. We need to crack access to the waterfront for local people. We have parking challenges at the waterfront, not least, as I've mentioned in other forums, the question of flower beds instead of parking. And driving here, I noticed that it looks as though we're going to see trees appear in those there's holes dug. We're going to see trees appear shortly. Overwhelmingly, I've been told that that's not a great idea. I'm all about trees and flowers in Joelstone Park, but not instead of parking. I believe we should reopen Bay Road in the summer to decrease congestion in the lower town area. I'm sure you have challenges driving to work in the morning. And there's interesting access questions. Things like more bicycle racks on the waterfront for locals. I come down here on a bicycle, and there really isn't anything that looks like a bicycle rack. More bicycle racks in town itself. A bicycle rack next to the public library would probably be a useful installation. And we have a town where if you can use a bicycle, where do you secure it is the question that comes out of that. And these are sort of low-cost, low-hanging fruit. Opening Bay Road, it does need a little bit of work, but it would increase access to Rotary Beach, which is waterfront access for locals. Close it again in the winter. I love sledding off Princess Street. I still do it. I'm 54. And when you hear kids having fun and you know they're doing the same thing that kids have been doing for 120 years, it tells you something about the community you live in. And making the town more livable for the people who live here year-round is one of those goals. Fine-tuning things. It's fall. We're all raking leaves. The town yard is open for drop-off of waste, yard waste, from 8 to noon on Saturdays. But when do you clean up your yard if you have a family and you work? So let's just move timings. Instead of 8 to 12, how about 12 to 4 on Saturdays? That way you can do your work in the morning and drop your leaves off in the afternoon. Maybe instead of 8 to noon on Wednesdays, how about, 3 to 7 on Wednesdays? That way it's open during business hours if you're a contractor. But it's also open for a couple of hours after work hours. So if you did your yard work on Sunday, you don't have to squeeze it to Saturday morning of the next week. It's small adjustments. And really it comes down to making modest changes, deciding if those changes are good, admitting if they aren't, and taking it back, and hanging on to them if they are good, and then making incremental gains to improve life going forward. My main effort, my number one effort that ties everything together is going to be affordable housing. It touches on everything. Housing affordability is about creating a livable community for young families. There hasn't been anything built in Gananoque since I moved here that looks anything like a starter home. And creating through bylaws the requirement to include affordable housing options, not just in apartments, but also in housing developments of semi-detached and detached homes, where a home that you would describe as a starter home, they have to build some of those as well, increases the livability of the community because it allows people who live and work in Gananoque to afford to live in Gananoque. We have anchor businesses, and this line is one that's going to be repeated because it's been adopted by other candidates for mayors. They've sort of taken my policy position on this, but we have businesses that we can't afford to lose, like Cardinal Health, who could face a labor shortage, and we have to provide the opportunity for people to live in Gananoque and work full-time at a wonderful employer who provides full benefits for their employees. We need to figure out a way to run the economy of Gananoque 12 months a year on all cylinders. We really have four economic sectors. There's tourism. There is the arts as an industry. There is industry, the industrial production itself, and there's services. And of the four of them, two of them are 12-month businesses. Services, which is the things that make it livable for locals here, and industry. The challenge, I think, is how do we stretch tourism and arts and possibly integrate them to get them working a little more year-round. Potential initiatives including things like winter arts festivals, like attempting to anchor the Ontario Theatre Festival, now run by the National Theatre School out of Montreal, permanently, for example, in Gananoque, and creating an initiative where we bring those kinds of activities to Gananoque to bring not only arts activities, but also to attach it to the nexus of tourism. The Thousand Islands Playhouse is such an astounding organization that delivers so much quality of life. Gananoque needs it in our town. We need it to operate here forever, and the town needs to act as a booster for the Thousand Islands Playhouse and arts activities. We need to work to anchor and integrate ourselves as a destination for tourists as well. We have City Cruises who operate from our shores as well, and other organizations close to us. We have golf courses. We have the helicopter rides. We have so many things to do in the Gananoque area that marketing Gananoque and TLTI jointly as a destination where there's so much to do that it's impossible to be bored, I think is the outcome and the objective the town should be aiming for, to not just sustain what we already have, because the first step of winning is keep what you've got that works, and then work to attract new investors for industry in tourism and new investors in the arts and arts activities to essentially maintain our quality of life indefinitely. If humans build anything that could potentially live forever, it's a municipality. And Gananoque is so fabulous. I want it to stay and deliver the same quality of life, the same ability to walk down the street and say hello to someone that it has right now. The things that make it wonderful today can stay for tomorrow. And that's my goal.